Here again, he gives us another reason for comfort, and it is not small. Rather, it is very large and perfectly suited to uplift a mind struggling with difficulties. Since he had said God comforted us and God delivered us and attributed everything to his mercies and their prayers, he wanted to avoid making the listener too complacent, relying only on God's mercy and the prayers of others. He shows that they themselves had significantly contributed. Indeed, he showed this earlier when he said, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth." 2 Cor 1.5. But here he is speaking of another good work. That is truly their own. So what is this? He says, "In a clear and sincere conscience we conduct ourselves everywhere in the world, and this greatly contributes to our encouragement and comfort. Rather, not just to comfort, but even to something far greater than comfort, even to our glorying." He said this to also teach them not to be overwhelmed by their afflictions, but, if they have a pure conscience, to even take pride in them, while subtly criticizing the false apostles. And just like in the first letter he says, "Christ sent me to preach the gospel, not in wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect." 1 Cor 1:17. And "that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Cor 2.5. Here too he says, "not in wisdom, but in the grace of Christ."